Good morning. It's AM Tampa Bay with Jack, Aaron, Jeff, and Natalie, the Mighty Mouths of Tampa Bay.
Jeff got you with the goat, didn't he?
He gets me with everything he plays in there. I always love the end of your sportscast. So you always put something in there.
You like that or not?
I like it.
I'll stop it then. I'll put it at the beginning now. How's that?
Well, anyway you do it, I like it. Anyway, Jay Ratliff is on board now, our day trading expert, and Jay can clear up what it means when the Fed says no more rate hikes this year. Is that because they're concerned about the economy now, that it might be in trouble, or just things are going well so we don't have to do anything?
Jack, as usual, you're spot on here, because last week the Fed was remarkably candid about their future plans this year for an interest rate hike, saying no more are planned. Of course, that could change depending on how things move forward. And yeah, initially Wall Street applauded. And then the realization kind of dawned on everyone why the Fed was taking this stance. And that's when it hit investors that said, wait a minute, this could be viewed as confirmation of a slowing domestic and global economy, something we've been talking about for a while. And Friday, we had a rush to the exits. I mean, the Dow was down more than 460 points. This morning, we're down slightly, I think about 16 or 18 points on the Dow, but no immediate signs that things are going to rebound immediately. So, yeah, the Fed did, they let everybody know what their plans were, and it sent panic not only through the markets here in the United States, but around the world as well.
Jay, I want you to put your aviation cap on for a second here, as please. Boeing continues to see lost orders here as a result of the MAX grounding. What's happening here with investors? Worries continuing to grow here, I assume.
Well, the longer this goes, Aaron, the worse it's going to get for Boeing and certainly for investors, because one of the things we're seeing right now is Garuda Airlines canceled their order for, I think, 49 aircraft. It was $4.9 billion. You have airlines that are suing Boeing for lost revenue. You have other carriers that are thinking about perhaps canceling their orders as well. It's going to cost Boeing a tremendous amount of money. I think their stock's down 14 or 15%, and it's continuing to drip further the longer this goes. My big concern here is that there's so much money involved in this that there's really going to be a concentrated effort to try to rush this aircraft back into service before we should have it flying. We need to find out exactly from the two investigations what the final causes of those aircraft disasters were. We lost 346 lives in 132 days. The problem is that's going to take months. We're talking about later this year before we would have those answers. But I really think with everything that's going on now, and you see more Boeing in the news than President Trump anti-news, and that tells me that there's really a concentrated effort here, and I think there's a chance we could have this airplane flying before summer. And to me, that would be way too soon. But when you're looking at the amount of money that's costing Boeing and the fact that this could also slow down the U.S. economy even more, there's going to be people say, Jay, look, they're safe and they're being ridiculously safe. We don't need to wait till later in the year. We can restore these aircraft sooner. And I simply don't think that's the course to take.
I don't think I'm ready to fly on one. If I get out to the airport and they say, yeah, your aircraft is one of those MAX, I say, well, maybe I'll walk.
And, Jack, keep in mind the way this aircraft was certified. It was rushed through service. One of the things we're finding out from Boeing is that many of the safety options that we would have looked at as standard equipment, like crew oxygen masks, were an option that somebody had to pay extra for. Instead of having two sensors that would be airspeed indicators that would tell that MCAS system, the anti-stall system, to kick in, they only had one. And when you have a single point of failure with no backup, you're just asking for problems. So the idea that they rolled this airplane out as they did certified and had some of these shortcuts, if you will, for low-cost carriers who are not going to pay for anything more than they need to, Lion Air being the primary example, you're just begging for problems, and unfortunately that's what happened.
Well, we appreciate your being on board here this morning, and we'll keep an eye on the Fed and see what happens next. And we'll talk to you next week.
Always look forward to it. Have a great day.
Jay Ratliff.